you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Sachin Tendulkar scored 74 in what will likely be his final test innings to help India into a virtually unassailable position on day two of the second and final test against the West Indies in Mumbai. Playing his 200th and final test, he moved from an overnight 38 to the eventual score of 74 before losing his wicket to Narsingh Dionarayan. However, although there was to be no fairy tale farewell century for Tendulkar, thanks to Cheteshwar Pujara and Rohit Sharma both successfully reaching three-figure scores, India were bowled out for 495, replying to the West Indies' score of 182. Their dominant position in the game was further reinforced when Ravi Chandran, Ashwin and Pragyan Ojha reduced the West Indies to 43 for 3 at stumps. Yorkshireman Joe Root and Johnny Bairstow played important roles in batting England into a strong position on day three of their tour game against a Cricket Australia Invitational 11 in Sydney. Replying to the Invitational 11 score of 304, Root made 75 and Bairstow 48 as England were bowled out for 418. The Invitational 11 had built a lead of 39 by stumps and they closed on 153 for 4. Bermuda pulled off an upset 18-run win over Scotland on the opening day of the ICC World 2020-2014 qualifier, while there were also wins in the morning for Ireland, Nepal and the United Arab Emirates. Ireland beat Namibia by 32 runs, UAE beat Uganda by 8 wickets and Nepal scored a 5-wicket win over Denmark. And there were more upsets in the afternoon. Hong Kong beat Italy, the Netherlands dismissed Afghanistan for 90 on their way to victory, Papua New Guinea took a mighty impressive win over Kenya, and the United States of America were too strong for Canada. Jesse Ryder and Brendan McCullum are two of the seven New Zealand internationals who will line up against the West Indies in a tour game that begins on the 27th of November. The team includes a large number of Otago and Canterbury players, as those two teams will not be playing domestic cricket during the three-day match. And meanwhile, Aaron Redmond and Jeet Raval will open the batting for the West Indian side, as they won't have a full team in the country due to the upcoming one-day international series in India.